Today on Real Radio.
You guys, this is the Word of God, the Bible. It's alive. Jesus is saying, I, Jesus, testify, I announce, I say to you, I've sent this message via my angel, my messenger, to be spoken of in the churches. You may be listening in right now via radio. You may be listening in by CD or listening to us online. But listen, you can even be in church right now, here and now. And Jesus is saying, because he's the eternal one, he's saying to you right now, I, Jesus, I'm speaking to you.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the book of Revelation chapter 22. Verses 12 through 17 contain a passage that invites the reader to come to Christ. Many people cannot come to Christ because they reject the idea that Jesus is fully God as well as fully man. Objection or not, the invitation still stands. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs continuing in his study called, Now Will You Come Please?
Where, oh where, did you ever hear that God would reveal himself in the flesh to mankind? Answer, the Bible. Here's my, you know this is my favorite verse, Titus 2:13. One of the most wonderful declarations of the deity of Christ cannot even be debated. It's shunned, ran away from, and hidden, but you cannot refuse it. Titus 2:13, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. John 8:58, Jesus said unto them, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, ego eimi, I am in the Greek, ego eimi, I am the eternal one. Watch this. The word means I'm eternal, never had a beginning, will never have an ending. I have always been, always shall be, and I'm the one that was in the burning bush speaking to Moses in Exodus chapter 3. I'm the one. And you ought to read John chapter 8, 9, and 10, because the Pharisees freaked out when they heard that. In fact, look at the next couple of verses, John 8, 24. Therefore, he said unto them, you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. He said that to the religious Pharisees. Look at John 10, 32, just in case you don't think they understood what he was saying. Jesus answered and said to them, for many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of these are you going to stone me for? And the Jews answered and said to them, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, declare yourself to be God. Isn't that amazing? They knew what he was saying. A lot of people don't even know what he's saying, but they knew back then. Titus 2:10, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior in all things. Now the Lord God, now God's our Savior. I thought Jesus was our Savior. He is. Are you guys okay?
Yep.
So quiet. Jude 1:24 and 25. Jude 1:24 and 25. Now unto him is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to God our, what? Savior, who alone is wise. 1 Timothy 4:10, for to this end we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God. Oh, really? Who's that? Who is the Savior of all men, especially those who believe. I thought Jesus was our Savior. He is. Back to the Old Testament here, Isaiah 42:8. I am the Lord, that is my name, my glory I will not give to another. So this is not a Jesus trying to be a wannabe God here. God does not share his glory with anybody. Hosea 13:4. Yet I am the Lord your God ever since the land of Egypt, and you shall know no God but me, for there is no Savior but me. Isaiah 45, 21. Tell and bring forth your case. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from the ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no other God beside me, a just God and Savior. There is none beside me. Isaiah 43, 11. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I love this next verse. Hang on to your seats. Before I say it, you know, in English we say Jehovah. Did you know there's no such word? It's printed in English, and Americans say the word Jehovah, the name of God. That's not, you can't even say that technically. Did you know that? There is no, it's Jehovah, you're trying to speak Hebrew when you don't even know Hebrew. Because there is no Jah in Hebrew. There is no J sound. It's Yah. Yahovah. Yahweh. Right? Not Jehovah. Not Jahweh. Jahweh, man. What Jahweh you going? No, it's Yahweh. Yah is God's name. My dear Muslim friends, you know, they don't know what their God's name is. They'll tell you, we don't know. He can't be known. We don't know. We call him Allah, which is Arabic for God, because we don't know his name. He can't be known. That's not what the Bible says. The God of the Bible is known and knowable. And he even gives us his name. Look at Psalm 68, verse 4. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. By his name, Yah. And rejoice before him. So Yah to rejoice. Always. Proverbs 30, verse 4. You've heard this 1,000 times before. It's a great verse. This is for our Jewish friends. And if they're wearing a little yarmulke on the back of the head, when they read this verse, because I had this happen in Israel, it almost begins to float and spin, because they're like, oy vey. I've never seen this before. Listen, who has ascended into heaven or descended? Who has gathered the winds in his fist, and who has bound the waters in a garment? Who has established the ends of the earth? What is his name? And every good Jew who's read Psalm 68 would go, yeah! But that verse doesn't end there. What is his name? And what is his son's name, if you can tell? Did you hear that? What's his name? Yah. What's his son's name? Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? I've watched the power of that verse. Psalm 2, verse 11 and 12. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son. How's it spelled? S-O-N. Lest he be angry and you perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all those who put their trust in who? Him. Who's him? The sentence structure demands. Those who put their trust in the Son. You can't get away from it. Isaiah 7:14, every Christmas card's got this one. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, being translated as what? God dwells, or God among. The word is technically God tabernacles with us. Where, when did Jesus ever come into the world? Bethlehem. Did the Bible forewarn that? Yes. Did God ever say that he was going to live among humanity? Yes. How did he do it? Jesus. That's his son's name. Luke 1:30. Luke chapter 1, verse 30. And the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. Philippians 2:10. that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and those under the earth. That's creepy. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What? Yes, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 3:20, for our citizenship is in heaven, for which we eagerly await for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus is the Savior. John 4:42, and so the Samaritan said to the woman, now we believe, not because of what you've said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. 2 Peter 1:11, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's no wonder then, friend, Romans 10:13 says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord will have to start tithing. No. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord must join our church. No. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord must do time in ministry. No. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord. Do you hear Jesus' plea now coming back to Revelation 22? He's crying out, come. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Look again at Philippians 2:10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Look at Acts 4:12. For there is salvation, there is no salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among mankind by which we must be saved. You study that pure Bible. You forget what people are telling you. Divorce yourself from it. Bible, and you will come to the end of your Bible as you come to the book of Revelation, and you got to throw your arms up and say, Jesus, I see you. Now I understand. Now will you come, verse 14 to 16? Because Jesus is the request. Blessed are those who do his commandments, believe in him, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. Verse 15, but outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral people, murderers and adulterers, and whoever loves and practices a lie. And before we go to verse 16, just know this. Verse 15 does not mean that we're all going to be in heaven and you might look over the fence. Look at all those freaked out sinners out there. Look at those sexually immoral people. That's not what it means. This is tragic. Outside are these. It doesn't mean across the street from heaven. It means as far as heaven can be from them is where they are. This is called hell. They are in the opposite direction of where God is. Who's in hell? Those who live for self-pleasure. The word sorcery here, sorceries, is incantations, magic, spells. Horoscopes would fall underneath that. By the way, that's a Babylonian cult. Drugs, sorcery, is pharmakei, pharmacy, drugs. Why is that connected? Because, my friend, drug use opens you up to the demonic realm, as does pornography, as does alcohol. They'll open you, unlock you to a demonic realm. Very powerful. But look at verse 16. I love this. I, Jesus, listen to him. Now Jesus is making testimony. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Church, listen carefully. Jesus is saying this. I, Jesus, listen to him speak to you. You guys, this is the word of God, the Bible. It's alive. Jesus is saying, I, Jesus, testify, I announce, I say to you, I've sent this message via my angel, my messenger, to be spoken of in the churches. You may be listening in right now via radio. You may be listening in by CD or listening to us online. Listen, you can even be in church right now, here and now. And Jesus is saying, because he's the eternal one, he's saying to you right now, I, Jesus, I'm speaking to you. And you know what? I can't see his finger pointing at you. I just know this to be absolutely true from the Bible, that Jesus is speaking to every person that's hearing right now, and he's talking and challenging you in your heart, and he's saying to you, do you agree with this word, the Bible, about who I am? Do you understand? I, Jesus, am making this announcement to you. When he says, I'm the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star, we don't need to belabor this other than to say he is now again saying of his eternalness. It doesn't take an Einstein to figure this out. Look, it says, I am the root. I'm the root. What comes first? The plant, the flower, or the root? You can't have a flower, you can't have a plant without the root. Jesus says, I'm the root of whom? David. David? Yep. Number one, that announces to us, because we know our Bibles, that Christ must physically reign from Jerusalem. That's coming in the second coming. It's before this event that's here in our scripture, but it's after the day that you and I are living here right now. Now watch this. This is kind of fun and funny. I'm the root of David. David came from me, but I'm also the son of David. That means he's engineered the whole thing. I'm eternal. Remember, we read all that. I'm eternal. I brought forth David in his house, and I am of David in his house. I am God the Creator, and I brought it forth. I am also man's Redeemer. I've come forth unto you. I know no sin. I am holy and pure. I'm not a human. I'm God. I came out of a human. I became a human. And I went to the cross to pay for all of your sins. Because no good man could have died for any one of you. Because there are no good men. Every woman knows that. That's a joke. Good meaning only God is good. And then finally we end here, verse 17. Now will you come is the request. Listen, because Jesus Christ is himself the requester. He's requesting you. Isn't it amazing? He's requesting you. He wants you. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Please take out your highlighter. The Spirit's capital S. That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and the bride. The Holy Spirit and the church, they say one thing. What is it? Come. That should be the message of the church. Come, people, come. Right? Come. That's the message of the Lord. Come. Listen, those of you who need to hear this, God is saying to you, come, don't get out of here. He's not saying leave. He's saying, come. You need to hear that. This big, bad old God that you're terrified of and that you would never give your heart to. He's not saying get out of here. He's saying, come. And he's on a knee pleading. And then the church, if it's a real, true, Bible-believing church, do you know what it's going to be saying? Come, come on. Come, please. Come to Christ. Not only that. Let him who hears say, come. That means you're thinking, hey, I've heard this. Wow. Hey, friend, why don't you come with me? He who hears is saying, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take of the water of life freely. We end with this. Come, says the Holy Spirit. Come, says the church. Come, says he who listens. What do you need to do? You need to come, but I can't make you come. I can't make you decide on Jesus. It's impossible. It's not my job. I can't do it. It's between the Holy Spirit and you. And we're going to end with this, so please be still. If I were to bring up to you a 5-gallon jug of pure spring water, would it be more valuable to you if you were thirsty or not thirsty? Thirsty. If you were not hungry and you go out to a restaurant to eat, would you enjoy it as much if you were to be hungry and to eat? Hungry, huh? That's why Jesus said, if you're hungry, eat of the bread that I give you. I am the bread of life. Jesus says, if you're thirsty, drink of the water that I give. If you've got to be thirsty. Let him who's thirsty, let him take. Will you take? Will you finally stop goofing off and take the water he gives? Oh, Pastor, don't tell me. My Bible's all marked up. My Bible's older than you are. I don't care. I don't care if you're the Pope or the son of the Pope. Are you born again? Well, I'm a retired preacher. So what? Are you born again? Jesus says you must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven. Will you take of the water? The Spirit says come. The Holy Spirit is saying to you, come on. Jesus, as it were, is pleading, no more delay, come now. The church is saying, come. But are you listening? And are you thirsty? You see, this morning, if you're just, you know what, can you end now? I gotta go. You're not thirsty. And you'll never drink. You're lost. You have no appetite. You're not thirsty at all. So you can't come. In fact, look, it says, let him come. Let him who's thirsty, the one who desires, let him come. Look at this picture. It's like you're holding him back. Okay, all right, go. And he runs. He runs and he throws himself before Jesus, plunging into the water of life. That may not even be in your heart. You don't even care. It's because you're lost. Well, what if I don't want to be lost? If you don't want to be lost, now you're starting to acquire a thirst. Well, Jack, I'm thirsty. I want God. Then you're thirsty. Drink. Those of us who are Christians, we have drank of his water. It's completely satisfying, but it's an interesting water. It keeps us coming back for more, even though we're filled. Go figure. Strange. Some of you need him now.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. In a study of Revelation chapter 22 and verses 12 through 17, a passage that speaks of the deity of Christ and extends an invitation to receive him. We'll continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio with more in this study. Now, since we're coming to the end of this series, we've been extending special offers related to it. There's the MP3 CD that contains all 72 studies, as well as the Letters to the Seven Churches, taken from chapters 2 and 3. Well, there's one last offer we'd like to make that comes out of this series in Revelation. It's called Identifying the Road to Babylon. Identifying the Road to Babylon has been in great demand. Evidently, Real Radio listeners are saying, finally, someone has the courage enough to come out and identify the new Babylon. Identifying the Road to Babylon is a 4-CD set wherein Pastor Jack warns about worshiping the Queen of Heaven, praying to patron saints and their correlation to pagan gods, the one global religion, and so on. This 4-CD set is yours for a gift to Real Radio of $20 or more. Now, you can order Identifying the Road to Babylon in one of three ways: call, click, or write. Contact us by telephone at 909-393-7100. 909-393-7100. You can visit us at www.realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Or write us at Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Again, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, any details you may have missed are found at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Real Radio is a broadcast outreach of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs has been made possible by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.